Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, why don't you just say your name and your title?
Diana Mayhew, president of the National Cherry Blossom Festival.
And we're talking, of course, National Cherry Blossom Festival, which is, well, what are the overall dates? What are the overall dates on it? March 20th through April 11th?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So it's already underway, obviously. But specifically wanted to talk about the Blossom Kite Fly, which is going to be this weekend, March 27th and 28th, Saturday, Sunday. Hey, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Jason. I really appreciate it.
Okay, well, we want to start off by differentiating for everybody. This is because of the pandemic, you're not having the usual, what do we call it? Kite festival. So instead, explain what the Blossom Kite Fly is. How does that compare to what you usually do?
So to carry on the tradition of this wonderful kite flying tradition of the National Cherry Blossom Festival for over 60 years, we wanted to still be able to have people connect and enjoy the kite flying activities. It's so good for you in so many ways. So working with our presenting sponsor, Otsuka, we worked out a weekend of kite flying March 27th and 28th. That's this coming weekend that we are encouraging people to register. You can register to connect and get a lot of fun little goodies and figure out how to watch some special demonstrations, some very professional kite flying demonstrations, how to make kites, great activities for kids, but also to go out in person, get your kite Saturday or Sunday, fly in your own backyard or local parks. Some of the local parks are encouraging people to come, but limiting it to 25 people. We are definitely asking people to adhere to all health guidelines, wear your mask, socially distance, and again, adhere to all the guidelines.
Great. So just clarify for everyone that, you know, if this isn't the usual, you know, big gathering down on the, you know, National Mall, and you're encouraging them to go out in their backyard, what does registration get you? You know what I mean? Like, what's the point of registering if they could just go out in there, you know, explain that, what that means this year.
Well, you get a lot. First of all, earlier registration had gotten you some t-shirts and, you know, abilities to get some kites and things like that, but you still can probably get those on our gift shop. However, it really helps you connect to us, and you can get certain information ahead of time, information about the registration, about the kite fly special exhibitions that you can see, especially through the registration. So that type of thing. We want to know where people are flying the kites. We are hoping that that our folks, our attendees, become the festival this year. That when you're out there flying a kite, take a picture, send it in, share it in social media so we can really get the essence of where people are around the community. We've had thousands of people register, and actually, as well as we have these amazing local community kite flies this weekend, again, very limited number of people, we have more than, I think there is 46 states, people from 46 states and five different countries registered. So we are reaching people across the country and around the world for this activity.
Awesome. Now, in a typical year, in normal times, in the before times, and hopefully in the after times of when COVID's over, how many people usually would come out to the festival usually? Do you have any idea?
Tens of thousands, between 30 and 40,000, just depending on the weather.
And where would it all take place? Would it be both sides of the Potomac, or was it mostly down on the mall there by the cherry blossoms?
Mostly on the mall. And again, so we're not encouraging people to do that, not encouraging people to go to the mall this year. Park Service is restricting any visitation as well. So we really want to be sure that people are spread out and have fun across the community.
Cool. And you've sort of alluded to it, but talk about how people can go on your website and find, are there still going to have those, you know, workshops on how you make your kites and stuff like that?
Yes. So all this week, go to nationalcherryblossomfestival.org and click on the bloom, go to nationalcherryblossomfestival.org and click on the Blossom Kite Fly page. Also, you can click on the Bloom Watch page while you're there, and you can find out how you can view the blossoms right from your own living room, making sure that you are just checking them out 24/7 to see real time the blooming progress of these gorgeous trees.
Okay, cool. What is the, if you know off the top, I know you're there's probably other people doing the workshops. Maybe you're not the expert, but if you know, what's the key to a good kite? You know, what is the technique of getting that up in the sky?
Okay, I am definitely going to refer you back to our experts, but I'm pretty sure that you need to make it, there is that structure that you need to make it a little tight with that crossbar. I know that crossbar is the key to, for me, when I'm making our kites, as I've been trying to do, is what helps it fly. So that is, but that's not my professional expert. I definitely think you should go online to check it out.
And my advice is you got to put on the Mary Poppins song to before you do it.
But again, there are so many great mental and health benefits from flying a kite that's why we really encourage the springtime is just such a great way to enjoy the outdoors, step into spring. We invite everybody, step into spring with us, participate and be part of the festival.
Awesome. Now, I know one of the groups that works with you on the workshop, it's called Wings Over Washington Kite Club. Could you tell me a little more about them?
So they've been working with us for years and they actually help us making sure that our shows and our exhibits are well orchestrated, that we have some new creative exhibitions each year, and you could actually see them online on the website as well. They help us. We do our official kites each year, and which we do have an official kite, so you can go to the festival's gift shop if you wanted to purchase that at this point, but making sure that those are made well and that they fly. So they've been our, again, help Washington DC and the National Cherry Blossom Festival be the springtime kickoff for the kite fly community.
Awesome. And then, as you mentioned, you're encouraging everybody once they make their kite and once they start flying it, you want them to go on social media. And what are the hashtags they should use?
Cherry Bloss Fest. Hashtag Cherry Bloss Fest.
Awesome. They can hashtag Cherry Bloss Fest. And I think I'm seeing here in the press release, they can also hashtag Blossom Kite Fly, hashtag Step Into Spring, all kinds of things to get everyone's attention. Just talk about, just in closing before we run, how, you know, anyone can just go out and fly a kite on any time, but explain why this is special because of the community. It's going to bring everyone together, at, you know, all flying kites at the same time together.
Well, just like the trees themselves, they bring the spirit of hope and renewal in springtime. We want to continue that tradition in Washington. We want people to feel good, be a part of it, celebrate spring, and just know that you are a part of it.
And why, you mentioned the hope. Why is that hope? It's obvious, but I need a soundbite. Why is that hope needed this year? It's been such a hard, hard year. You know, we're still clawing our way through this with the vaccines and everything. But why is the image of a kite flying above our troubles, why is that symbolic of us getting through this pandemic?
So watch, having that kite fly up in the sky in a beautiful day with your family around you, just helps express that feeling of hope and great spirit of spring and knowing that great things are right around the corner.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for doing this. Again, everyone, this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, participate in the National Cherry Blossoms Blossom Kite Fly, March 27th and 28th. Again, we're not encouraging people to go down to the National Mall. We'll hopefully get back to that maybe next year. But for now, don't want to miss the Blossom Kite Fly. Hey, thanks so much for doing this.